Talking with TD.
Talking with TD.
Touchdown, Tennessee.
The latest on the Two-Tone Blue with ESPN's Teron Davenport.
Put up a shut-up term.
This is Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is draft week. The draft is here. I appreciate each of you for tuning in every week, and it's been a long build up getting to this point. And here we are, Christmas. It's time to open the presents. We got David James over there making it happen.
Yes, sir. Out here. Best day of the year, man.
That's right. And I am your host, Teron Davenport. You are now talking with TD. And, you know, we're going to bless you this episode with a mock draft. Chris Sanders and I, you're going to get two times run TMC. We're going to go all 31 picks and run through it. And that's what you got to look forward to. But before we do that, now this is coming to you before the draft actually starts. So we don't know what the pick will be on Thursday. It's crazy. It's crazy. There's so many directions that they could go. I do like that. And one of the things when you put yourself in a position, like when you have a lot of needs, you put yourself in a position where you don't necessarily have to reach. And I like that idea of not reaching. We saw what happened to this team a couple years ago, right? They reached for a right tackle and Isaiah Wilson that just didn't work out. Fortunately, you know, in the second round, they came back and they got a guy in Christian Fulton, you know, who has been a solid starter for them. It's funny. I remember that draft. I went Jeff Gladney in the first and Lucas Niang in the second. Corner, right tackle, just the opposite order. And, you know, Jeff Gladney was a really good – he was a really good prospect. You know, rest in peace to Jeff Gladney. You know, he had the car accident and he's no longer with us. He passed away. That's a shame, you know, when you think about that. But you look at Christian Fulton, I think, you know, outside of the injuries, when he's healthy, he's been pretty solid. But nevertheless, here we are. Thursday night, pick number 11. Oh, man, there's so many directions, right? There's so many things. And I say this, right? You look at the order of the draft. The Raiders, Eagles, I could see them going corner. But what if one of them doesn't? And Christian Gonzalez is sitting on the board at 11, or Devin Witherspoon is sitting on the board at 11. Like, what do you do? That's the thing. And we know Mike Vrabel has stressed getting faster, right? We know he stressed that. Christian Gonzalez at 6'2", 6'3" range, you know, he's low 4.4s. Like, the dude was cooking. He has speed and size, you know, so that'll be interesting. But that brings me to something that Rand Carthon has said at his pre-draft press conference. And he talked about, you know, weighing need versus best player available. And that's a situation that they could be in. Here's Rand Carthon on that.
I think that's, again, that's a good question. I think in most cases, obviously, you want to take care of a need, you know, and you hope that the best player available is at a position of need. But you also don't want to reach, you know, for a guy. You have to trust your board. You have to not only have them stack right vertically, but you have to have them stack right horizontally. And you just have to trust the process and just know that, understand that, hey, this player here is available, but then you know a little bit further down you can get an equal player that you don't have to necessarily reach for.
So that's the thing that's really interesting to me. And that question was by Ben Arthur. Awesome question. And it's funny, I turned around after Rand answered that. I turned around to him. I said, that was a great question. And here it was, like, on my list of questions. That was number one, but I jumped around and I didn't get to that one. But anyhow, I think of the receiver position when he talks about that. And it's like, okay, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Outstanding player, you know, but my thing is there enough separation from him at 11 to Jonathan Mingo, who could probably get in the third round, you know, in the 70s. Is there enough separation? And I think that's kind of what Rand Carthon is talking about as far as the horizontal stacking the board, whereas, okay, you could get wide receiver one, cornerback two, right? Offensive lineman three. So like in the mock draft for NFL Nation that we did, I ended up taking Jackson Smith and Jigba, right? Here was the deal, though. Paris Johnson Jr. was gone. Peter Skoronski was gone. Christian Gonzalez was gone. Devin Witherspoon was gone. There were a few. So it was just Will Levis was there, though. And I didn't take him, although I think the Titans have a lot of interest in him. Mm-hmm. I didn't take him because I thought Will Levis. And what I'm trying to do when I do this is like try to predict the pick, right? And I didn't take Will Levis at 11 because I figured he'll be gone. And I don't see the Titans trading up to get him.
I would agree with that. I think he's like going to be top five.
Right. There was a thing today on so this is Tuesday that we recorded this. There was a thing I saw which had him as 20-1 odds to be the first overall pick.
Yeah.
The first overall pick.
That's nuts.
It's jumped tremendously. Now, I don't know what ties Carolina has to him. I believe they select Bryce Young.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. But I thought that was really interesting looking at this quarterback position. But nevertheless, to get back on track in regards to the receiver position, that's mainly why I wanted to ask Rand that question, just to see – you know, how he would answer that as far as, you know, need versus BPA. Because, again, this is his first draft that he's running. We don't know the exact approach that he takes. And, you know, you have some player. You look at John Robinson, for the most part, he didn't always draft for need. The two times he did, you know.
It didn't really end well.
Yeah, it didn't end well for him. So, it's just really this receiver group, and Rand said it himself, it's stacked. And when you look from top to bottom, I mean, there's plenty of production. A guy, you know, we haven't even talked about in quite some time, Xavier Hutchinson out of Iowa State. You know, I'm not saying a first-round pick, but he's a solid player that could come and produce. So we'll see how they go about doing that. It's going to be crazy. Because once these guys get here, then you got to see, okay, well, how are they going to fit in, you know? And there's also a lot of trade talk that's brewing in regards to the Titans. So that's something else to look forward to with this draft. Rand spoke on that because, I mean, this is a team that's in reports of moving up, reports of moving down, reports of trading Tannehill, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard. And by the way, he did admit finally, like we have it on record. He said that they asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. We did have it on record before where he said that, you know, Byard has not asked for a trade or asked to be released. And then with Ryan Tannehill, I thought it was interesting. He had the conversation with Tannehill back in February, and he said that Tannehill knows where he stands with the organization. Tannehill was there at OTAs. The start of OTAs. He wasn't there last year at the start of OTAs. So is that an example or a sign that, you know, he was endorsed for this year? They said, hey, you are a guy. We'll see. But then also with the Derrick Henry, I thought it was interesting that he said they haven't received calls on Derrick Henry. And again, he called the reports of them shopping him at the combine erroneous. But here's Rand Carthon on the trades.
I think it's just everybody being nosy, you know, posturing on, you know, from our side and other sides about, hey, I'm thinking about moving, you know, and just everybody trying to figure out what everyone's doing and where you can possibly go and where you can possibly add. But again, whether those scenarios truly come into shape, who knows? Probably err on the side of saying no, you know, but I think, again, it's everybody calling everybody with all these potential you know, possibilities, but I think it's, I think Fowler said it to, earlier, something to the effect of, you know, nobody knows what anybody's doing, and I think that's really a lot of what it is.
There it is right there. There's a lot of conjecture out there and posturing. These GMs, rest assured, they're talking to each other because there's different scenarios that, they're playing out and things that they're trying to project and understand. And even, not even from a trade perspective, as much as also from a perspective, okay, we see this board falling this way, which means that this group of players will be here for us at 11. Okay, if this group of players are here for us at 11, can we move back and still have this group of players available at wherever you pick? So there's so much that goes into it. It's not an exact science, but it's just it's fun seeing this process carry out. And by the time you all hear this, we will have day one and day two done. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this first segment up. Coming up next is a mock draft. We're going to go the first 15 picks, and then we'll take a break and give you the next 16 picks. So stay tuned.
This is Derrick Henry. You're now talking with TD.
Woo. Strange.
Oh, man.
The music fades. The lights down. And now, coming to you live from at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Starting at point guard for your Golden State Warriors, number 10, Tim Hardaway.
And now, starring as safety for your Tennessee Titans, Lance Shoulders.
Headband and all.
Dude, that quick story, man. When I got cut from the Titans and went to Cleveland, came back, guess who want to fight me in practice? Lance Shoulders.
What do you want to fight for?
Man, he want to fight somebody because I beat him on the deep route. He's like, man, don't come across the middle. I said, I'm in a touchdown. What I need to come from, come across the middle? Hit him up, dog.
Had to light him up. Blaze him.
Got to. So what's going on with you, man? Everything good? You ready for this crazy, crazy draft, man?
Yeah, the draft is here, man. It's crazy. You know, the time has flown. It flew by as you look at just how this thing has come and jumped on us. So here we are. I figure the best thing to do, you know, go ahead and run Literally. Through a mock draft, man. You know what I mean? You could do like your namesake that I announced. Hit a little UTEP two step on it.
Should I? Hey, like Ray Charles, I make it do what it do, baby.
Make it do what it do, baby. Well, that being said, I'll let you go ahead and kick it off.
Oh, I get now. Hey, this I'm like tripping off the cuff already. This is a monkey wrench in absolutely everybody. Everybody thinks that Bryce Young is going to go number one with the Carolina Panthers. I'm going with C.J. Stroud from The Ohio State University.
Ooh, C.J. Stroud. So if that happens, then I would go Houston Texans, Bryce Young. I think you have back-to-back, and it's kind of right back on course to where it was. You know, as far as the ability to have, you know, the top quarterbacks go. Right. I think Will Levis has kind of boosted up, and he will probably be the number two pick. But let's go Bryce Young here.
Man, and my number three pick is, I know everybody's talking about the Tennessee Titans want to trade up and get a quarterback, but I think the Cardinals are going to stay there and get Will Anderson from Alabama. Man, he's just – he reminds me of Terrell Suggs. I just think that you just cannot pass up that kind of guy. So I think the Cardinals are going to stay there and get Will Anderson because he is a flat-out monster.
Interesting. Okay, so
yeah.
With this mock, Will Levis is on the board. I think the Colts will go ahead and take Will Levis at number four. He matches the mobility side of things. He has the big arm, and that is the guy that the Colts tab to be their quarterback of the future.
You know, that's a pretty good pick. And my number fifth pick with the Seattle Seahawks, I kind of struggle with this a little bit because I'm thinking that they want to take a quarterback, but and in their mind, they think they don't need a quarterback. So I'm going to go defense again. I'm going to go Jalen Carter, DL.
Nice. At number five for Seattle.
At number five, absolutely.
Okay, so here we are with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I already know where you're going. I know where you're going.
You know, honestly, I'm going Devin Weatherspoon. I think they take Devin Weatherspoon, and you get a guy that matches Dan Campbell and what he wants to do as far as just, you know, bringing the passion on the field. He's a fun watch when you check him out on film. And in a surprise, Devin Weatherspoon goes before Christian Gonzalez, number six.
With my number seven pick, man, listen, great minds think well. I'm going Christian Gonzalez with the number seven pick. We talk about an elite defensive back, smooth, he's 6'1", 197, and a ball hawk. So when you're sitting at the number seven pick, you just can't let a talent like that go. So I'm going with Christian Gonzalez from Oregon, baby.
I like the pick. So now the Falcons are on the board. You got the Tennessee Titans south. And Arthur Smith running the ship. And I tell you what, he wants to get back to what he was able to do in 2019 absolutely. And 2020 as the OC. So at number eight, the Atlanta Falcons select Bijan Robinson.
Oh,
that's the pick there. What? They and this gives them their triplets, right? And Kyle Pitts,
absolutely.
Drake London. And Bijan Robinson, it's a great situation for Desmond Ridder as the quarterback. So that's where we're looking. And Falcons are on the rise.
Ooh, they really are. I mean, that's a great, great pick. And for my number ninth pick, I'm struggling a little bit with this. But, man, I'm going with defense again. I'm going with Tyree Wilson, the edge rusher from Texas Tech. You're talking about a guy who can play the five technique, the seven technique, that can really just really, really get to the quarterback. So, you know, everybody was kind of speculating and talking about at the beginning of the season that they should get a quarterback. But why would you get a quarterback when you have already a quarterback from The Ohio State University? So I'm going with Tyrese Wilson, the edge rusher from Texas Tech.
I like the pick. They add to the defense. Tyree Wilson opposite DeMarcus Walker, the former Titan. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. At pick number 10, the Philadelphia Eagles are on the board. Man, this is tough because you see.
Yeah, it is.
Anthony Richardson is still there. Obviously, they're not going to go Richardson having, you know, signed Jalen Hurts to that big deal. Defense is always attractive to them. Fletcher Cox is getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Skoronski is. I think they go. We'll go Peter Skoronski in this situation because you got Isaac Seumalo, who has moved on via free agency. Mm-hmm. They need a left guard. Skoronski is a very technically sound player. He bumps inside and he takes over the left guard, and they fortify the offensive line.
Man, shoot, that's one heck of a pick, man. It's funny because now the Tennessee Titans are up at 11, and that's kind of who I was eyeing about Peter Skoronski. We talk about him being a variable guy. He's tough. He can play multiple positions. But there's another cat that I love that you actually really, really love because in your other segments you really talked about him. It's Paris Johnson from The Ohio State University. If he's sitting at 11, I think they should sprint up to the podium to get this guy because if you look at last year with the Tennessee Titans, what did they struggle with? They struggled with the offensive line. I think they gave up 54 sacks, and you know Derrick Henry was consistently getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. So I think Paris Johnson from The Ohio State University will be a phenomenal fit for the Tennessee Titans.
Hey, no qualms for me about that. So the Texans are on the board. They got their quarterback. They have a defensive-minded head coach.
Yes, they do.
They really like guys that could come off the edge and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You got Nolan Smith. You got Lucas Van Ness. They're bouncing back and forth. Lucas Van Ness is the pick. He will go ahead and play that five technique, play that three technique as well for them. The Houston Texans select Lucas Van Ness.
Man, hey, man, great pick, TD. But, you know, at pick 13, you know, the Green Bay Packers are up. You know, they switch with the Jets to get that spot. So I'm going to go with Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame. Man, I love this guy. He may not be a speed burner, but the one thing that he does so well is the yards after catch. So with Love being a quarterback, he's got to have he needs to have a safety valve. And I think Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame, 6'5", 249, can make plays for that offense.
That's a solid pick right there. At 14, the Patriots, Bill Belichick is just smiling as he sees Broderick Jones still on the board. They need to get a tackle. At 14 overall, they get a guy in Jones who is violent, man. You see him get on the move and just punish guys at the second level. I got the Patriots taking Broderick Jones, their tackle of the future, right now at pick number 14. At 15, the Jets are on the board. What do you do?
Man, why you take my pick, man? That's exactly who I was going to get. I love Broderick Jones. He, just like you said, he's a bully. He's a ferocious run blocker. But since he's off the board, I'm going to go with the offensive line. Osiris Torrance from Florida, junior, 6'5", 330. A guy that's physical, big, mean, kind of like a Broderick Jones. But he can come in and really protect Aaron Rodgers from getting hit.
That's a really good pick right there. At 16, you got the Washington Commanders on the board. And I tell you – we're going to give you that pick in 1 second. It's time to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to run through pick 16 through 31.
This is AJ Brown, and you're talking with TD.
Set show, select the wrong department.
All right, back from the break. Hey, I just figured, you know, for old time's sake, we get a little AJ Brown intro, some woo to get it going, man, to get some energy in the building.
What?
So we have our mock draft going. We went through the first 15 picks. Yeah, the order, we had the Carolina Panthers selecting C.J. Stroud. I picked Bryce Young to the Texans, Will Anderson to the Cardinals, Will Levis to the Colts, Jalen Carter to the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Number 6, Devin Witherspoon to the Lions. 7, Christian Gonzalez to the Raiders. 8, Bijan Robinson in a surprise to the Falcons. 9, you got the Bears taking Tyree Wilson. At 10, the Eagles go Peter Skoronski. The Tennessee Titans at 11, Paris Johnson Jr. At 12, we had the Texans coming back with Lucas Van Ness, so they address offense and defense. At 13, because of the Aaron Rodgers trade, you got the Packers taking Michael Mayer. At 14, the Patriots select Broderick Jones. At 15, the Jets take Osiris Torrance, the guard. And now here we are at pick number 16, the Washington Commanders. And we're going to get this back on track here. And this is an intriguing option for them. I got the Commanders taking Dalton Kincaid. Tight end out of Utah. And I think when you look at this situation with the young quarterback, you got Terry McLaurin in there. He's a proven player. He's definitely going to help the quarterback projection. But I think Dalton Kincaid, you get a playmaking tight end in there. So that's the direction that they'll go there. We'll kind of run through these picks because I know we want to get into some other things. So what do you have the Steelers doing at 17?
Come on, man. You know this is a gimme right here. Who's one of the best linebackers to ever come out of there?
You already know, Joey Porter.
So who do you think they're going to pick?
Joey Porter.
It's Junior. Joey Porter, the quarterback from Penn State. Nasty. When I say nasty, he'll hit you in the mouth. He can cover. So this is just an easy pick. I mean, when you got the Pittsburgh Steelers and they play that type of in-your-face football, Joey Porter Jr. from Penn State, 6'3", 193, perfect fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So at 18, the Lions, they need some help on the interior. I got them going Kalijah Kancey, D-tackle from Pittsburgh. At 19, we got the Bucks. What say you?
Oh, you know what? They need some safety help. I'm going with Brian Brandt, safety from Alabama. 6 feet, 190, is real rangy, got good speed. I think that's a great pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm, that's nice. He and Antoine Winfield Jr. working together.
Yeah,
at pick number 20, so Seattle is back on the board. This is an interesting one. What direction do we want to go? What direction? Jordan Addison is very, very intriguing. You got Jackson Smith and Jigba on there. Seattle earlier, they added Jalen Carter. I got them doubling down on defense and going Nolan Smith. They're getting the fastball off the edge.
Yeah,
that's where we're going there. What do you have next at pick number 21? It looks like the Chargers are on the board.
Yeah, the Chargers need some help at the cornerback position, and I really love this guy, Cam Smith from South Carolina. I know it's a reach, but I like Cam Smith. I like
long
him from South
corner.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Long corner, 6 feet, 188. You know, I mean, he possesses ball skills, so they definitely need a cornerback, so I think that Cam Smith might be their guy.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick. I like that one. Next up is the Baltimore Ravens. And here's a little bit of a shocker for you. Actually, you know, Emmanuel Forbes is very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to stay home at the University of Maryland.
Okay. Mm.
You know the direction I'm going. He's one of the top picks, top corners in this draft. Deontay Banks. Mm-hmm. He's going from University Park over to Owens Mills, and he's staying in the state of Maryland. Deontay Banks is the pick for the Ravens.
Oh, man. Okay, pick 23, Minnesota Vikings. And everybody's been talking about this guy, Kaylee Ringo from Georgia, sophomore, 6'2", 215. Hey, that's a reach. But I think that he's a good fit for the Minnesota Vikings because they definitely need some cornerback help.
That's quite a pick right there. At 24, there's another corner. We might see a little bit of a run on the corners. There have been three selected in a row. At 24, the Jaguars select Emmanuel Forbes. He's a guy that comes in and he gives you instant juice on defense. Pick six specialist out of Mississippi State. That's the pick.
All right, and is it New York Giants?
Yes.
New York Giants, I mean, they need some O-line help. So this is kind of tough. I know this is kind of a reach, but I'm going to go with Anton Harrison from Oklahoma, 6'5", 315. Just a big physical bruiser guy, smooth, quick feet. He only gave up 9 pressures on 447 snaps. So I'm going to go with Anton Harrison. I know that's a reach. I know it's not what everybody's talking about, but I think it's a good fit for the New York Giants.
I like the pick. I like the pick, actually, at 25. Harrison is a guy. He's a playmaker. So now the Cowboys are on the board.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. At pick number 26, hey, they had some interest in Odell Beckham Jr. They weren't able to pull that one out, but they still get what many feel is the best receiver in this draft. And, man, we've gone a long time without a receiver being selected. At 26, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Ohio State.
Oh yeah. Oh. Hey, that's a good pick. I mean, if you look at what he's done over his career at Ohio State, last year when he played in the Rose Bowl, he had 15 catches, 357 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So I think that's a great pick. So pick 28 or 27, the Buffalo Bills. Here, this is really, really intriguing. They definitely need some receiver help. I mean, we know they got Diggs there, but I know everybody's gonna go with Quentin Johnson, but actually, I'm going to go with Zay Flowers. The reason why I'm going with Zay Flowers is, man, he's a route runner. I almost picked Tank Bell from Houston, but I'm going to go with Zay Flowers because he fits their scheme. Quick routes, you know, yards at the catch. So I'm going to go with Zay Flowers.
Whoa, that's a pick right there, man. I like the pick. You know, I like Zay Flowers, man.
He's
an outstanding player. At 28, you got the Bengals on the board. Man, this is a tough one for them because they, you know, tight end is a need. They definitely need a guy that could impact and help in the blocking game. We're going to go Darnell Washington, tight end out of Georgia. And they get the grown man. They get the grown man, 6'7", 270, playing tight end for them. The Saints are up.
The Saints come marching in. I don't even know how to pronounce his doggone name, but I know he's a beast. Ed Dower War, how you pronounce his name?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to try. Let's call him AA. I'm going to try to do this. Ed Tenamiwa, Ed Dower. All I know, I may not pronounce his name right, but I know he's from Northwestern, 6'2", 282, physical specimen. A guy who gets to the ball, a guy who's smart. And here's what I love about this cat. I may not pronounce his name, but you will know his name because of his instincts on the field, man.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's really talking about him a lot, but this guy's just a flat-out ball player. Listen, I I'm being respectful when I say this. I know I chopped up his name, and I may not pronounce it, but at the end of this year, you're going to know this guy's name because he is a ball player.
Yeah, no, that's a pick right there. You always want to be solid on the interior. So next up at 30, the Eagles are back on the clock. Man, what is Howie Roseman going to do? So this is a team earlier. So the Eagles, who was it? So they selected Skowronski. So they added offensive line help.
Yep.
They never select linebackers in the first round.
I think this
year they go against that. And we're going to go to Clemson. And bring in Trenton Simpson. He's a linebacker that he has that Micah Parsons type of versatility. I don't know about the immediate impact, but Trenton Simpson, they're going to bolster the linebacking crew, and Howie Roseman bucks a trend. Now, the last pick in the draft, you got the Kansas City Chiefs on the board. Where did it go?
You know, when you have Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball, you got to protect him. And you know they lost one of their big-time linemen this year, so I got to go with the offensive line. And the guy that I really, really love in this draft is Darnell Wright, OT, from Tennessee. I mean, I really love what he does. He's strong. He's got great and pass pro, three pressures this year. So a guy that can actually protect Mahomes.
I like that. I figured at some point he was going to go. So that was a very interesting mock.
Yeah, I threw some curveballs, didn't I?
Yeah, there's some I threw some too, right? Darnell Washington at 28 is a curveball. Right, but
absolutely.
So that's just kind of how it goes back and forth. You know, I enjoyed that.
Me too.
With this being a time, you know, where guys are finding out where they're going to be the next 4 years, for you, what was that like, you know, when you found out you were going to be in Houston playing in that Astrodome?
Yeah. You know what, TD, and I'm not going to try to get emotional, but the pain was worth it. And when I say that is, you know, the pain to get there, the pain of wanting to quit, the pain of not even knowing I was going to get drafted, it was surreal. I mean, it made it all worth it to where days where I went through 2-a-days, days where it didn't look like I was going to get drafted. And when I got drafted in 1995, the third round, the 67th pick, it was like the dream that I've always been dreamt came to fruition. It was one of those times where my mom was crying, my sister was crying, even a dog was yelping. I mean, it just shows you because they were so excited because I was getting ready to embark on my dream. I mean, it's just hard to explain because, you know, my situation was kind of funny because you know how they walk up to the podium and they say your name. But what they did this time is the announcers, the guys were talking on the podium and they were in a deep conversation, so they couldn't go to the podium. So I looked on the back of the screen. You can see the back of the screen. It says, you know, Houston Oilers select Chris Sanders from The Ohio University. Then all of a sudden at the bottom, it said current selection. I said, Mom, they picked me. She said, boy, quit looking at that. And I said, my name, pick me. And then all of a sudden at the current selection, it says, you know, they got Chris Sanders. And I just dropped to my knees and I was like, it was surreal.
That whole process, like what was the toughest part of that process? Was it actually waiting?
Yes, it was waiting. It's just unknown. And then it's kind of like, you know, they throw a carrot at you, then they take it back. And I'm going to give you an illustration. The second round, they were like, you know, I think it was Washington was they had the last pick in the second round. And they were like, well, Chris Sanders has come on like gangbusters. He had a great Senior Bowl. He had a great individual workout. I think the Washington Redskins should pick him. then I'm like, yeah, I'm getting excited. And all of a sudden, they didn't pick me. Then now it goes back to, like, where am I going? Then they get to the third round, and I was the second pick of the third round.
Unbelievable. There you have it right there. That's quite a story.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Any bit of advice that you would have to, like, having been in Tennessee, you know, been in Nashville, knowing what the city's about and being familiar with the team, knowing Mike Vrabel and what he's about. Any advice that you would give to these guys that are coming in?
Just coming to work. I mean, hey, it's all gearing. You're carrying your lunch pail and your heavy hat. That means you're coming today to work. And the thing about it is when you come into this environment, when you come into the situation and you're sitting in the classroom, be willing to be coached. You may be an All-American in Alabama. You may be an All-American in Florida. You may be an All-American in Vanderbilt. But when you step into those doors, you get your pen and your pad, and you say, okay, what do I need to be an elite player to make this team better? That's the advice that I would give these guys, whoever coming in.
Can't get much better than that. Here it is, the 2023 NFL draft, man. We went through our mock. By the time you all are listening to this, the Titans will have made their picks on day one and day two. Saturday is another day, and that's that's where you get a chance. Emory Hunt, we had him on previously last week, and he's a guy I refer to as Mr. Day 3. You could get his draft guide, footballgameplan.com/2023draft guide, I believe it is. If not, just go on footballgameplan.com, and you could search the draft guide. Over 1,000. This guy has over 1,000 scouting reports, Chris. He's the best in the business. Wow. And make sure that you guys subscribe to that. It's an instant download PDF, so you'll be able to know the guys that your team is picking later on in the draft, day three. And then also the undrafted free agents, because you know that's a frenzy at the end there. So, Chris, it's been a great draft season.
Man.
Had a good time talking shop and going over these prospects. And we got David James, you know, over here.
Always, man. It's always fun.
Just continuing to make this thing happen, cutting it up and making it sound good. And then we got each of you, the listeners, tuning in each week. We definitely appreciate all of you. Make sure you check us out, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, anywhere you get your fine listening materials. Search Talking with TD. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review. We appreciate you.